You're listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the current planetary conditions. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So this week we are, I'm sure that you're feeling it, we are about to have two major planets, as well as the South Node energy, all connected to these major planets, go retrograde in Capricorn. So it is it's a powerful energy. Pluto is powerful. Saturn is powerful. They're both like the big teachers. I mean, Jupiter likes to teach too, but Saturn and Pluto will often teach through much more difficult circumstances or extreme circumstances where major things happen that you have to adapt to. Or even, they're not bad, but they're a very much stepping into your power and taking on responsibility. And, you know, it can manifest in all kinds of ways, but it's definitely an opportunity with it going retrograde. Retrograde always has to do with kind of stopping and looking back and seeing if where you've come from is where you want to keep going. So often there's lessons to learn and little things within our experience that we want to bring with us. But sometimes it's like a total wash and you need to completely ditch whatever it was you were doing and move forward. So Saturn and Pluto can both be really good at helping with that, but they can also be good at helping you to extract the hard-won lessons and the, you know, the lessons really, like what you've learned and usually, you know, especially things of importance are often sort of earned, right? We have to kind of go through this process of laying a foundation and growing and making mistakes. And mistakes are really just opportunities to do it better or figure out another way. So it can be difficult if you don't have the right attitude. But if you do kind of see that everything is a lesson and you couldn't get where you are now without having been where you were, then it doesn't seem so, you know, difficult, because sometimes it could be difficult. But it doesn't, again, it doesn't have to be difficult in like, oh, it's so sad and awful and what a terrible thing I'm going through. It could be more like difficult because you've, you know, you've won an award or you got a promotion or you are having a baby or, you know, there's so many ways that more responsibility, stepping into your power can be difficult. You can just use your imagination. So there is that energy happening kind of around us right now. Pluto went retrograde exactly on the 24th, and Saturn will go retrograde on the 20, is it the 20? I think it's actually next week. So it is the 29th that Saturn goes retrograde. So next Monday. So Saturn's like stationing, which means it's kind of like slowing down to start going backwards. So it's like if you were to be hit by a car and then put it in reverse and then like roll right back over whatever you've just hit. It's kind of like that. But again, it doesn't have to be so dramatic. It doesn't have to be so difficult, but it also could be difficult and there could be a lot of weight to it. For sure, you are going to be best served by really getting clear. And you probably have a much clearer mind now that Mercury has left last week, left Pisces and it's in Aries. So you have like a little more courage and a clearer mind to do with what you will. But Mars is still in Gemini. So there's very likely two sides to something or two opportunities, two different ways that you could possibly go right now. So don't be too hard on yourself of being very specific, but just know that there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of options, and maybe you're going to have to go both ways. And it's not just a matter of this or that, but this and that. So keep that in mind, because that could be going on for you too. But whatever you're doing, this is a chance to like realign with your purpose and your intentions. And it's so important to be clear. I think we all really just get like, it's so easy. I mean, the whole matrix we live in is very much designed to distract us from what's really going on. So what we can do to make sure that we are at least participating and manifesting what we desire is to know that we know where we're going and what we want and what we're focusing on, and making sure that you're conscious of, with Pluto retrograde, Pluto is, it can be like all the nitty gritty, dark, difficult stuff in life, but it's also very good at finding the truth, like the deep psychological truth that you need to understand to, it's kind of like once you know that, once you've got that little bit of information, you can just kind of pluck it out of your psyche and move forward consciously. So Pluto helps you find this little, you know, the little root to what, it could be a big root, it could be a giant taproot, but it helps you find the root of what you're dealing with, even if it takes you into past lives and parallel universes or wherever this root may have come from. It's not always just your childhood. It could be much, much further along than that, that your issues are coming from. So Pluto comes in and it helps you see what you're dealing with and understand the connection and be more, once you kind of take back your power from that wound or that issue in your psyche, then you have all this like kind of spiritual light, spiritual power that you can use in your own life. And Pluto, if you make sure that what you're doing is for the greater good of others as well, if you're somehow helping or assisting, or even just like, you know, there's this story of, I don't know if you know who Seth MacFarlane is, but he's the creator of, is it American? I always get my daughter's like, no, mom, it's Family Guy. So I think it is Family Guy and a bunch of other things too, like A Million Ways to Die in the West. And so he's got this witty, like incredibly perceptive view of the world that's also quite dark and shocking and, you know, like off-putting at times, but super funny as well. But he was scheduled to fly in a plane, one of the planes that hit the World Trade Centers. He was like scheduled to be on one of those flights and he missed it for whatever reason. I can't remember the reason. And I always thought, oh my God, if he had died, because now I think Family Guy's been going like 20 years or something. But I thought if he died, like all the laughs that the world has had because of his creative efforts would not exist. And so it's kind of like an example of if you're doing what you're doing for the greater good in some way, like maybe he's not even doing that consciously, that he's, you know, being funny so we can all laugh. It could just be something, it could even be totally self-motivated. But from this perspective, if he's creating his art, he's being funny, he's contributing to society and doing something funny. And I think funny is really good for us. He who laughs lasts. So I think that's kind of a good example of if you're doing what you're doing and it contributes to humanity and it contributes to society or the cosmos or the animals or whatever it is that you're contributing to, Pluto is super supportive. So it will come along and move mountains to create what you need to be created to keep going forth with your efforts in the world. So though Pluto can be very difficult, especially if you're being selfish and like ego-centered and ruled, then Pluto comes in and can create all kinds of difficult situations for you to learn from that. But when you're contributing in a positive way, then Pluto is there to bring you into your power and support you. And sometimes it can be scary going into the underworld to see what it is that's stopping us and digging that deep into our psyches. But it's so well worth it. And it's always rewarded. So, and usually, you know, if you kind of take a step past your own fears, or it's usually fears, if you kind of step forward and lean into it, then doors start opening and you start to see that, hey, even though this is really hard, I'm totally being supported. So keep that in mind while you're at this possible beginning ending time or crossroads time. It depends. There's probably a lot of important things going on around you, or at least they seem important. You might look back and, no, probably you'll look back and you'll probably go, whoa, that was important. Or, you know, this important event occurred and now life is like this, or I met that person that changed everything, or, you know, it's going to be one of those times where I'm sure that we all look back and see that there was very relevant things going on at this point in our lives, which is kind of exciting. So hopefully you're, you know, in your strength and in your power. And if you're not, you know, ask to see why you aren't. Ask your own higher self, what do you need to do? What do you need to learn? What do you need to let go of? Because sometimes we just hang on to the past because we're afraid and we don't know what we're getting in the future. But if you open up a bunch of space in your life and get rid of situations and relationships and things that aren't working, then the new stuff can come in, the stuff that more accurately aligns with who you want to be in the world. So that's kind of big news this week. We've also got, let me just see here, the exact conjunction with the moon and Saturn and Pluto is today, the 25th, which is a Thursday. And also, well, the moon is in Capricorn. So it's very big theme right now, I think. It's very going to be a very big theme for us all for quite a few months, really. They're kind of Pluto or Saturn and the South Node are traveling retrograde together. And that's like, there really is, like, I'm always an optimist, I must admit. But I think that there is people that come from the past. There's sometimes these windows, these opportunities to meet people that you've traveled with before in other lifetimes or other realms, or but you've kind of decided, okay, this is where we're going to meet and this is when we're going to start what we plan. And this is the sort of energy coming through the South Node into this reality where these meetings can occur. So the South Node, if you meet someone now, they could very likely be someone you've known and have traveled with, you know, through these worldly experiences many times. And there might be a very, like, a comfort or a clarity when you meet them. So keep your eye open for relationships like that. That's pretty cool. What else do we have going on? Saturday, we do have a square between Mars and Gemini and Neptune in Pisces. So Mars is like busy right now. You're probably busy. Probably everybody you know is busy. There's a lot going on. And usually there's more than one thing to choose from because it's that Gemini energy. So if you are feeling busy, that's totally okay. Because you probably have the juice and the energy to be busy right now. But the Neptunian energy is very different. It doesn't really handle like busy very well. It likes space and flow and relaxation. So with the Mars and Neptune, the Mars in Gemini, the Neptune in Pisces energy, there could be a stress going on inside of you that you need to be conscious of, because Neptune's needs for relaxation and space and going with the flow are just as legitimate as the busy needing energy of Mars and Gemini. And kind of in our society, busy is rewarded as important and productive, and, you know, we're like run ragged from the time we get put into daycare. So I think that if we can realize that the busy is good when we have the energy to do it, but we also need the time to relax and we need to clear our energy and ground ourselves in our space and tend to those sort of mystical, otherworldly aspects of life to help that mystical parts of ourselves be happy and comfortable and thrive. So there is that Saturday you could be feeling a pull or a stress between being busy and being feeling overwhelmed maybe by being busy. It's also important, kind of Gemini can often be associated with mistruths, and often because they're very dualistic characters. Like Trump, for instance, is a Gemini. And he probably has no idea he's lying all the time because it's usually the other side of him that's telling a lie. So, and then Pisces can be tall tale tellers too. So the energy, I think, that comes with the square, there could be deception in the air or something's not quite right. You don't have all the details. You don't really know. You know, you don't feel quite right about it. It's tricky, though, because usually it's too good to be true, or there's something so dazzling and interesting that you want, you know, You don't want there to be anything wrong with the situation. So it's tricky. Don't deceive yourself. Be aware that that could be going on right now. Like, don't get the car that looks good on paper when reality, when you get inside the car, doesn't feel right. There's something off, or there's, yeah, sure, it's got low kilometers and heated seats, but there's some sort of clunk in the back end that doesn't feel right. Make sure you become very conscious that there could be things that you don't know and that things that are being kept from you. Just be aware of it. That way you won't end up being deceived, because you'll be aware, hey, there's a possibility of me not knowing all the facts right now. That day after that square, though, it's lovely. There's a sextile to Mercury and a trine to Mars later in the day. So it might start out kind of tricky, but then it'll end with a lot of harmony and an enjoyable situation, which is good. That's kind of nice. It's nice when the weekends are, they give you a little break, or there's some sort of reprieve from anything difficult. On the Sunday, it's another nice day. We've got the moon moving into Pisces, so we will feel a lot more comfortable with our going with the flow and the relaxation and tapping into our mystical, dreamy, inspired selves. Maybe we make art, or we partake in art in some way, or listening to music, or just, you know, connecting to the cosmos in some way, or partaking in sort of the wonderful mystical pleasures of the earth plane, which there are plenty. So that could even be, you know, gardening or watching hummingbirds or the stars or whatever it is for you that you find inspirational. On the Monday, on the 29th, we have Saturn going retrograde. So that's part of the big energy of the week too. And Saturn is, you know, it's the father energy. It can be there's the good and the dark and the light and the dark to every situation, because we're in a dualistic realm. But there is definitely this sort of ability to really do things right, to be practical, to plan ahead, to, you know, make sure you're following the rules, make sure that you're getting insurance if you're traveling. All these little details, these are the realm of Saturn, because we're here kind of living in the earth plane. So there's certain details we need to be aware of, which would make our life easier in the long run. And usually Saturn has to do with not instant gratification, which is very much Mars loves instant gratification, Aries energy, but more like, well, if you save for a rainy day, or if you plan ahead, you know, plan for your retirement. So then when you retire, you've got a nice little nest egg and you don't have to worry. That's like, there's a lot of old happy Capricorns ruled by Saturn out there that planned, you know, from their 20s to put money away and to take care of things. And there's sort of this innate knowing about stuff like that with Saturn. And even being disciplined with your health routines and making sure that you're supplementing anything you might be missing, and making sure that you're eating healthy. And that's all very Saturnian as well, to be very disciplined. So it is going retrograde on Monday for the next 5 months or so, 6 months maybe. And it gives us a chance to stop and make sure that we know where we're going, where we've come from, make sure that we are being practical and grounded and very, very thorough in work that we're doing and what we're presenting. And also it can relate to our relationships with our fathers or with authority, where we want to make sure that that's a healthy relationship, because your relationship to your father or your outer authorities has a lot to do with your relationship to your own inner authority. And that's where your real power is, right? Is being able to access your inner authority and your inner discipline and your inner self-worth. It's all kind of coming from the relationship you have within yourself. So if you can give yourself rules, boundaries, and limitations, like Cesar Millan says, then you can also function better. You can make progress. You can be someone that people trust and rely on and respect, because you do and can respectable things and can be counted on. So these are your reputation is, you know, has a lot to do with Saturn. And reputations are very important. They can be gone in an instant, which, whew, that's crazy that can still happen, really. But I mean, I guess it depends what's going down, right? So you want to make sure that you are concerned with all these things. When you're looking back over the next, you know, you kind of look back where you've been for the last 6 months and see what you've created and make sure that you're doing it right. Make sure that the foundation is solid. There is no rush. That's the thing. With Saturn, there is no rush. It's like what you need to do is be ready for the perfect time and the perfect moment. And Saturn will make sure that you're aware of that when it comes along. But in the meantime, make sure you're preparing. Because if you don't prepare, you're preparing to fail. There's a quote, I think it goes something like that, which is so clever. And it's true. You need to be like, just prepare. Prepare for your future. Make sure everything that you have the foundation you need to support your next move or who you're going to become. So the Saturn retrograde and the Pluto retrograde, they're both giving us opportunities to definitely see what we need to do and probably have the personal strength and understanding of what to do when we need to do it. Saturn can bring up our wounded, like our low self-worth and like, why I'm not worth it and I don't need any assistance. I can do it alone. Like those are sort of the shadow side of Saturn. Or I want to, you know, where you try to take everything on and be doing it alone, really, like isolating, freezing people out. That's not good. You want to kind of know that we are a community and that we need each other and that we all work together much better than when we work alone. And surround yourself with people that you respect and admire and that admire and respect you also, most importantly, which should be no problem if you've been doing what you need to do so you can admire and respect yourself, which this Saturn retrograde will do to help you set your life up so that you are, you know, following your own, walking your talk and doing things that are bettering your relationship with yourself. So we have that happening on the 29th. We've got like a really nice on Tuesday, the moon will be in Pisces, which is kind of being aware of endings and wrapping things up for the month and letting go of just things that are no longer useful, which is a good idea. It frees up space, especially with the Pisces energy. Pisces is very sensitive and it picks up energy from the people around it. So it needs to have ideally very harmonious, artistic, spiritual, supportive energy. Make sure that you have that around you when you're experiencing this Pisces moon this week. There's also a lovely sextile between Mercury in Aries and Mars in Gemini. So you might get very clever that day, being able to express yourself and kind of courageously expressing yourself as well. So if you've been shy with this Mercury in Aries, you kind of can get over that and say what you need to say. And with Mars connected to it as well, there's a definite level of funny and clever and charming and like attention grabbing. It's a very good energy for being able to see what you need to say, and be very descriptive. So keep that in mind for Tuesday. On Wednesday, there's a square between this energy and Saturn. So Mercury and Saturn, that's when you might feel like, ugh, things are kind of tricky. You could just have a down day where you just feel confused or overwhelmed, or especially with the Pisces moon, and you don't really, it's hard to move forward when you're feeling those things. So nurture yourself. If you're feeling overwhelmed, just kind of take a breath and clear your energy, ground yourself, make sure you're nourished and hydrated, and realize that everything's fine and you don't need to hurry. You don't need to take on too much. Sometimes you just need, with the Pisces energy especially, to relax and withdraw and make sure that you are alone to recharge your batteries. So that is pretty much the major things going on this week. Actually, next Thursday, I will be doing a live Facebook on the new moon coming up, which will be a new moon in Taurus. Very grounded, stable new moon. And it's a live Facebook event with Jamie from the Masters Octave. I think Jason
from the Master's Octave will be there as well, from the Soul's Dream course, which is fascinating. So if you would like to come, I will leave some information about that in my notes. So if you'd like to come and listen to that live, it'll be at 4 p.m. PST on Facebook. And I'll make sure that there's a way to get there so it's easy to find. And I will be back next week also to talk more about the new moon and what we've got coming up in the planets. And that really is it for this week. So thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, I always love to hear from you. Thank you so much for listening.